Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
Brick Lazy. Hold on. It's 420. For all my
from the top.
Marijuana THC smokers right here.
Singing daddy.
Just for y'all. Yeah. That's how we starting off on 420 for you. THC smokers, you know? Nothing red. Uh-huh. What we doing? Excuse me as I kiss the sky.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Who the fuck wanna die for
the culture?
Stalk the dead body
like a vulture.
Blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your house.
What up, welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. 420 for all my weed smokers out there. That was just for y'all right there. Had to change up the intro, man. Salute to y'all out there. Salute to everybody listening to the Ball Hawk Show podcast right now. Appreciate you rocking with your boy. Like I said, on 420 this Tuesday. Today we got to discuss NBA MVP race. It's a hot topic right now, especially with a dude in Golden State trying to remind y'all who he was, since he don't got a Splash Brother with him. And I just want to know if we are prisoner of the moment or if it's warranted for him to truly win the war. We're going to dive into it. It's probably be like a 10-15 minute episode. This is just a solo pre-recorded episode. I go live hopefully tomorrow on Wednesday and get more in depth and see what the callers and the fans have to say about who's their MVP and why. But before we get started, make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast on all podcast platforms. Go to anchor.fm. If you want to support, hit that support button. Also, this episode is sponsored by Abra Insurance. Go to abrainsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Abra Services, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Also, go to johnsandcompany.co. That's johnsandcompany.co for their flagship clothing line. So you got to make a pause because you got to make it dramatic. Healthy marriage is dope. And use the promo code BALLHAWK, H-M-I-D. That's BALLHAWK, H-M-I-D. All one word when you're checking out to get 10% off of your order. That's Jones & Company Apparel, man. Go check them out. JonesandCompany.co. So let's jump right into it, man. Who do you have as your MVP in the NBA? It's a lot of fuss going on.
Crazy.
Of who should win this award. Like, Jokic was like the front runner from the start of the season because he came out on his Russell Westbrook triple double type vibes. As of right now, I think he's averaging like 8 assists, but he's still averaging like 20, 25 and 11 or 10. I'm not looking at the stats right now, but I know he's averaging like 8 assists. He's, you know, slightly under a triple-double, but I think he's elevated Denver to a fourth overall in the standings in the West. So right now, he probably is the front runner. If we continue to go by MVP pass, it's usually the best player on the best team or one of the top two teams. And if you're going off those vibes, you give it to Joel Embiid, who is the leading scorer and rebounder for the Philadelphia 76ers, who have the second best record in the NBA at 39 and 18. No, third best, because The Suns are actually 41-16. The Utah Jazz are 43-15. So you got Jokic. The Nuggets are 37-24th in the Western. You got Embiid. Philadelphia's 39-18, one game ahead of the Nets. And then you got a guy named Steph Curry who's been doing something that we haven't seen since Kobe Bryant, and then before him, Michael Jordan. Somebody that's just 33 years of age, scoring 40-plus games in a row, and scoring 30-plus games in a row. I think he broke that record. I think he's at 11 now. He's shooting bombs. I mean, the dude is averaging like 40, shooting 50 and 50, like 50% from the field, 50% from three. He's been phenomenal. The only knock on the Warriors is that they're 29-29. The Grizzlies are 29-27 right now. And then you got the Mavericks at 30-26. The Spurs are 28-28. So they're in the fight to get into the playoffs. And this makes me wonder, like, should an eighth seed truly have an MVP? Because you remember back in the day, now they could be getting it right. Like, we're not saying just because it didn't happen in the past that they can't right the ship and give it to somebody who's AFC. But we all remember Kobe Bryant, and he's with the Lakers. He's averaging like 35 and 34. You know what I'm saying? Then Steve Nash got it because he was on the Suns. They had the best record and all those things. And then Tim Duncan got it, and the Spurs had a better record. So if you're still going off of those guidelines, that criteria, then you shouldn't even be discussing Steph Curry over a guy like a Chris Paul. Now, I know y'all like, Chris Paul? I mean, what's the difference with the Suns? Chris Paul was added. They are 41-16. The Phoenix Suns are 41-16 right now. Let me let that marinate. They only lost 16 games this year. Chris Paul, his number's not going to jump out at you. 15 points a game, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. So 15-8. I think what Steve Nash won his, what was Steve Nash numbers when he won this MVP? Let's see if we can look those up right quick. I think, you know, he was averaging like, what, 18-11, 18-10, something like that. He was averaging a double-double. You know, he had 10-plus assists, at least 17 points. Is it far-fetched to include Chris Paul in the discussion just because we understand where Phoenix was last year? Matter of fact, what was Phoenix's record last year? See if I can find that record last year, man. Phoenix was 34-39 last year. So they went from 34 wins last year, got 41 wins this year. Also, with Utah having the best record, Gobert is probably be up for Defensive Player of the Year. He'll probably win Defensive Player of the Year between him and Embiid or Ben Simmons. But nobody talks about anybody from Utah winning the MVP. Like, we talking about Utah. Even when Karl Malone won it, what was it, 98, he didn't deserve it because Michael Jordan had, they had the better record, and he led the NBA in scoring, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know, man. This MVP stuff, it's tricky. Because a lot of y'all always talk about wins and losses. And if Curry is definitely, he's definitely a superstar, bona fide superstar, former unanimous NBA MVP. But now he's been asked to do what guys like Damian Lillard, LeBron, and the Kyries and all the superstars have been asked to do, carry a team, right? Be the vocal point, because they always felt like he had the luxury of having a guy that could shoot just as good as him as Klay Thompson that could get hot in two or three quarters. In the past, everybody praised Draymond Green for being better than what he was, and now everybody's downplaying him to help elevate their case for Steph Curry. Think about that, man. This is the same year where everybody don't care that Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple-double. Nobody cares that Bradley Beal's averaging 31 points as well, because the Wizards have a losing record. But Curry has a 500 record. Like, that's one game away from a losing record. Neither one of them are in the playoffs, even though he's in playoff contention. But if he just squeaks in the playoffs, does that validate him being the MVP? We got a guy like Jokic doing what he's doing. His team is in the mix. Like, they're number four. Joel Embiid, they're number one in the East versus the super team known as the Brooklyn Nets. The third best record in the NBA. Because records matter. The only reason why Westbrook won in the year he did is because he averaged a triple-double and they were six. I said if Jokic could get Denver above six and he flirts with the triple-double, that he should win it. So, y'all let me know what y'all think, man. In the comments section. We're going to have a live podcast on this tomorrow. Just do a little layup, alley-oop. Derek, what's his last name? Chauvin, found guilty. All three accounts, he got 3-0'd. All three accounts, he has been found guilty. You're damn right. I don't know why we even went to a trial. Like his, I mean, I know it's due process, but damn it, it's on film. Damn right he guilty. Clap it up. Oh, that ain't the clap up. That's the wrong one. I said clap it up. So, that's all I got for y'all, man. I just want to give you a little preview of tomorrow's full live show on who is the NBA's MVP. Also, did y'all see Kevin Durant on $1 million worth of game? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. He was trolling and he forgot Westbrook, but he didn't forget Westbrook. Hey, man, y'all ain't worth a damn. That's all I got for y'all, man. Make sure y'all go to johnsandcompany.co, man. Get your Healthy Marriage Is Dope shirt and hoodie. Use the promo code BALLHAWK, HMID. As always, man, go to STHU Juice. Get your Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel. Springtime is upon us. More colorways and options. We going back. We taking it back to the essence, man. Just straight Shut the Hell Up Juice shirts. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to start seeing more just Shut the Hell Up Juice, different colorways, different options available this spring, man. You feel me? So that's all I got for y'all. You know the motto, good's the enemy of great, be great in everything that you do. Never let anybody tell you you can't do what you put your mind up to, because there's a lot of lazy ass people out there. They just don't want to be great and they want to hate you for striving to be great. So y'all be easy, man. We up out of here. 420. Y'all be careful, man. Take care of yourself. And you too. Don't give me no damn strike for playing this How High remix. That's what I'm going to leave y'all with. Peace.
Roar like reservoir dogs. The green eyed bandit can't stand it. With more foodie and loops than that, you can't stand it. Plus, the Barbazi got me wild.
Messing with them,
it's a straight suicide.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's the funk doctor spot smoking on the train.
How high?
So high that I can kiss the sky.
Yeah, check it out.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
Recognize Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
How high
that I can kiss the sky.
Up to the sky.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 murder, one lyric at your door. Take out, bring it to that ass roar. Breaking all the rules like glass jaws. Nigga, you got to get mine to get yours. Fucker, we don't need no rap tour. I'd rather kick the facts and catch you with the rap chore. More than you.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.